Senior Bush administration officials fanned out today across the storm-ravaged Gulf Coast. The secretaries of State and Defense, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Homeland Security Chief Mike Chertoff said the nation must be prepared for the unprecedented challenge of taking care of hundreds of thousands of people. But frustration continued to build along the coast. The president of Jefferson Parish outside of New Orleans said his city had been abandoned. He said, quote, "Bureaucracy has committed murder here." NPR's Mike Pesca is in New Orleans. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Can you tell us what the city looks like today? Is it a ghost town? We've heard that everyone has evacuated.
The city's not a ghost town. Possibly everyone who needed to or wanted to, and I'm not going to say everyone, but they've made great strides with the evacuation process. This is what the city looks like. The city looks like a major city that got hit by a hurricane. Take out the humanitarian crisis, take out the flooding that made it Lake New Orleans for a little while, and it looks very much like a lot of other cities that had a tough time, and now they can and do have the means to try to struggle back.
What about the police and National Guard presence there?
Yeah, that's an important point, because even though the levee broke and there was a lake, as I just said, a major factor in getting help to all the people who needed it was the violence and snipers, and I also have to say the perception of violence and snipers. I mean, I talked to EMS crews who said wild rumors that couldn't be true about taking full crews of Coast Guards hostage. But what turned out was if they thought it was true and they didn't go downtown, it just might as well have been true. Same thing happened with Aaron Broussard, who's the president of Jefferson Parish, who you just said. He tried to get a message to Baton Rouge. He was turned away because there was a riot. There wasn't a riot, but he couldn't talk to the governor. So there's now a strong police presence. I was just at the convention center, which we all probably saw on TV, where thousands of people were trying to get out. Everyone is out of the convention center. That is totally empty except for a few policemen. And the policemen I ran across there were from Michigan because they've had to supplement the NOPD and the state troopers with whatever forces they can. The police forces from around the area, and as I implied when I said Michigan, not even in the area, have come down. FBI, ATF, and they're doing whatever they can to try to secure the area.
Thanks for your report. NPR's Mike Pesca is in New Orleans. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.